Hey everybody, Darren Garman here, and we're going to talk about how to measure the rate of return on an apartment property and how to accurately measure it and how to know really what's going on day in and day out when it comes to accurately understanding, measuring, and really planning on considering rate of return on an apartment investment, okay? Because there's really two kinds of ways to measure a rate of return on investment with an apartment community. Now, there really are more. I mean, we can get into like after-tax returns based on your tax rates. We can get into what's your rate of return compared to alternative investments that you could be putting it into. We go through all that. But we're going to really hit what I would consider what 95% of investors need to know and need to understand when it comes to rates of return on apartment communities. Now, before we get into that, we need to get into like the most important part of this presentation, and that is my sweatshirt. Get a good look at my sweatshirt there, nice and purple. You see that? All right, well, I'm wearing purple in honor of the Northern Iowa Panthers today because of their performance in the recent NCAA wrestling tournament. If you didn't have a chance to check it out, sorry, it was pretty damn good. For those of you that did check it out, the Panthers, my alma mater, University of Northern Iowa, had a great team finish this year and had a national champion at 184. So, in honor of the Panthers today, we are wearing the purple sweatshirt. All right. Now, let's get into rates of return with apartment communities. And really, the two rates of return you need to understand in order to make an informed decision on whether you should be getting involved in it or not. And, by the way, always keep in mind that the rate of return is not the sole reason to get involved in an apartment community. There are other reasons to do it, okay? But one of the things you're going to want to know for sure at the end of the day is, okay, what's my rate of return here? What am I looking at here? All right, so let's talk about that. And there's two ways, okay? There's two ways we can be looking at this. The first one is called cash on cash. Cash on cash return, okay? And maybe you have seen this before. Maybe you're even familiar with cash on cash. Maybe you're, like I said before, maybe you've seen this and maybe you're not quite sure what that means. But a lot of people will measure the performance of an apartment community based on its cash-on-cash return. What is the cash-on-cash return? It's very simple. It's very easy, actually. Okay, it is the cash flow, the annual cash flow, okay, divided by your down payment. Okay, annual cash flow divided by down payment. All right, so that's your cash on cash return. Your annual cash flow, and this is cash flow you put in your pocket. So this is after the rents have come in, after the expenses have been paid, including any kind of mortgage or debt on the property. So after that's been paid, what's left over that we can put in our pockets and use to spend? Okay, I call it spending money. What's our spending money after we pay everything? That's cash on cash return. Okay, so let me give you an example of what that is. Remember, it's your annual cash flow divided by your down payment. Okay, so let's say our down payment on a property is $1 million. Okay, all right, $1 million is your down payment. Okay, after the first year of owning it, or really whatever year of owning it, let's say after we pay everything, how much money we put in our pockets? Let's say it is $150,000. Okay, you follow me on this? So first of all, we put $1 million in down payment, in investment, in this apartment property. Okay, after paying everything, including our mortgage payment and debt, we took out $150,000 and put that in our pocket. Okay, what's our cash on cash return? This cash came in, right here, this cash came in, this cash went out, so we had a 15% cash on cash return. Okay, pretty simple. And by the way, let's use another example. Let's say you're entering a partnership, right? A lot of you are entering into partnerships, getting involved in things with me and doing other things yourself. So let's say your investment in the partnership is $100,000, okay? So right now we're looking at a 168 unit project. We've got people that are going to be involved in that with us as our partners in that. And so some of them are going to be investing $100,000, okay? So they put $100,000 in that. The first year after we own that property, or even second or third year, right? First year, let's say out of their $100,000, they get back $9,000 in distributions, okay? They put $100,000 into the project, they get $9,000 back in distributions that first year. What is their cash on cash return? Pretty simple, 9%, right? 9%. So the thing you want to make sure you understand is when you're looking at cash on cash return, it's a good barometer to see, okay, really, what's my income return? What's the return just based on income I'm going to receive from the property on my investment? Because that's all cash on cash is. Cash on cash is just simply a measure of annual income return, annual income returns. I put X amount of dollars in for investment, I get X amount of dollars out annually, and as each year goes by, what is my cash on cash return? And by the way, do you think that this cash on cash return could change year after year? Okay, I'll give you another specific example. So we have an apartment property, right off the top of my head, I know it's 160 plus units, okay, 160 units. Our cash on cash return over the last 3 years has been 17%, 11.5%, and then 12.2%, okay? So it can fluctuate, right? It can fluctuate. And sometimes if you're getting involved in, say, maybe a property that needs some work, maybe there's some capital improvements that need to be done up front, maybe there's going to be more money spent on property improvements, or what some people call CapEx, okay, capital expenses versus going in our pockets, okay? So you may have a cash on cash return year one of 3%. Year two, it may be negative 2%, depending on how much capital it needs. Year three, it may be then 12%, okay? So maybe year one, it was basically getting things kind of put together and organized. Year two is where we really spent our money on the property, and that's what we had for a cash on cash return. Year three is when we had all of our improvements done, and we got the property leased back up, and that's what it comes out to be. So bottom line is, keep in mind that your cash on cash return is rarely the same. It's rarely the same with an apartment property. Why? Because you have what's called USOCF. USOCF, what does that mean? Uneven series of cash flows. So do you think an apartment property year after year has the same amount of cash flow that it returns back to the investors and the owners, just like say a bond would? No, of course not. Of course not. It's going to be like this. It's going to start out here and maybe it's 8%. Okay? It could go up, it could go back down here, it could have this, it could go like this. It could be like this, and then maybe like this, right? That's how it could be. So maybe your cash on cash return now is 11% up here, all right? Maybe like you had something like this year right here. Like this year, we had lots of snow removal costs, for example, okay? Harsh winter in the heartland this year. So that means lots more money spent out of the budget on snow removal than what we thought. So maybe we only got, maybe we went 9% this year. Okay, because of that, okay? And then maybe here it's basically more of what we typically have day after day, daily cares of life kind of year, and it gets higher there. So you're going to have, with your cash on cash returns, uneven returns year after year in terms of cash coming back to you. Now that should not be a surprise, but keep in mind that a lot of times when people look at pro formas, they look at financial information, they look at spreadsheets, it'll say, here's what your cash flow is going to be. Here's what your return's going to be, okay? Well, that's not gonna be the case year after year in terms of money in your pocket. Okay? It's going to go up, it's going to go down, it's going to go up, it's going to go down. But the key is for the trend to do this, right? That's what we want. I call this the CFT or the cash flow trend. All right? So cash on cash return, again, it is. We put money in as an investment, okay? Whether you're buying the property yourself or you're a partner, it's the same thing. We put X amount of dollars in the investment. After that year, we get X amount of dollars in our pocket for spending money. That's cash on cash return. Okay? All right. Now, second type of return you need to know about is internal rate of return, or what's widely called the IRR. IRR. You're going to hear a lot about IRR depending on what kind of investment you're looking at. And by that I mean what kind of apartment investment. So I don't get into IRR that much. The way I like to say it is I like to say overall return. Okay? Overall return. So these are really the same thing. Okay? Internal rate of return and overall return are the same thing. Well, how is this different than cash on cash return? Well, what this measures is, what's our return after the life cycle of the property? Okay? What's the return after the life cycle of the property? So if we own this property for 5 years, 7 years, what's our return? Okay? It's easy to measure cash on cash return, but here are some things that we're not measuring with cash on cash return, right? Which are very important. Cash on cash return does not measure property appreciation. Okay? Cash on cash just basically says money in is investment, money in our pockets. It doesn't measure appreciation. Property goes up in value. Well, that has to count towards the overall return, doesn't it? Sure it does. Okay? Here's another part of it. Okay? Principal reduction. Okay? Principal reduction. What is that? Well, every month, most apartment communities are financed in some way. We finance ours with very, very low loan amounts, okay? Very conservative loan terms. That's just the way we roll here, okay? So, but when we finance these with very conservative, low risk, low to loan terms, we're still making a monthly payment to a lender. Well, we're not really making the payment. Who's making the payment? That's right, the tenant's making the payment, right? So the tenants make their payment through paying rent, and when we make that payment, that loan principal balance goes down every single month we make a payment, okay? Right? So if the property is going up in value by appreciating, the loan balance is going down every month by paying the loan down. That's building what? And it's one word. That's right. It's building equity. Right? It's building equity. Important. It's building equity. So again, cash on cash return does not measure the return we get from equity buildup, does it? No, it's just money in, money out in my pocket, right? But what the overall return takes into account is not only appreciation, not only principal reduction, which equals equity, but then we have to include, right? We have to include then our cash on cash. Okay, so these three items are what we include in figuring out what is my overall return, right? What's my overall return? We figure after I take into account the property appreciating, after I take into account principal reduction, after I take into account building all that equity, and after I count my cash flows that I've received while I own the property, now what's my return? Well, we got to know that because that's the only accurate way to measure the return of a property. Right? So when you see information that says IRR, When you see information that says overall return, what people are telling you, what I'm telling you, for example, is here's what we expect the overall return to be from day one to the last day we own the property, after we sell the property, here is the return. Okay? Because we also have to take into account one major thing here. Okay? One major thing. What is that? It's the biggest cash flow. Right? It's the biggest cash flow. So when do you get your biggest cash flow? When's the biggest one coming? When? When you sell the property. Right? That's your biggest cash flow, is when you sell the property. So again, overall return takes into account your cash on cash. In other words, cash I receive annually to put in my pocket, okay, because that's part of the investment return. So there's cash return I get from that, appreciation, principal reduction, loan balance going down, selling property. Okay. So let's say we own this property for 7 years. Okay? So if we really want to get an accurate idea what our return is going to be over 7 years, we have to measure what's our cash on cash year after year, what's our appreciation year after year, what's our principal reduction year after year, which builds equity, right? And when we sell the property, what we expect to sell it for, and after paying all costs, and putting that final amount of money in our pockets at the end of the day, what is our overall return, right? And that's the most accurate way of measuring the return of a property, okay? So let's kind of come full circle here and backtrack for a second. So there's really two ways of measuring returns on a property. One's kind of a, what's the near term, what can I expect from an income standpoint return, money to spend in my pocket, and hey Darren, what is going to be the overall return if I invest in this apartment project and I own it for 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, what do you expect the overall return to be? I mean, that's really what you want to know. So overall return right here is internal rate of return. That's what we use, okay? Kind of a measuring stick of cash in our pocket year after year, that's cash on cash return. So again, cash on cash return and internal rate of return. Okay, so when you're seeing information out there, when you're reviewing information, especially for me, and I talk about overall return, I talk about cash on cash return. These are the things that I'm talking about, and they are the things you're going to want to know as part of your overall decision-making process in getting involved in your next apartment property investment, okay? Now look, I hope this has been informational and helpful to you, and this is something that, you know, if you haven't taken some notes on this, look at the video again, sit down, take a few notes so that you know when you're analyzing maybe your current apartment project you're involved in, okay? Or a new apartment project you're involved in, you know what to be thinking, what to be looking for, and maybe some questions to be asking in terms of feeling comfortable with where this is. All right, take care. Hopefully this has been great information for you. Any questions, feel free to contact me. My contact information is all over the place, so you can send me email, you can give my office a call, and we'd be happy to help you and go through any process and take any comments you've got on cash on cash or internal rate of return. All right, take care everybody, we'll see you, bye-bye.